This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Gavin McGinnis is going to be in the studio with Allie Alexander coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to come back after break and cover all of the amazing quotes from Trump and Beto's most ridiculous statement. But here is a report. SPLC preys on American unity. It's critical.
For years, the SPLC's bullying of conservatives and typical everyday Americans amounted to that of an annoying, blood-sucking mosquito. But the temptation of that untapped vein appears to be leading to the downfall of the SPLC. Since the early 1970s, SPLC founder Morris Deese had fed on the civil rights victory of wrestling down the last remnants of the Democratic Party creation known as the Ku Klux Klan, drinking from its wealthy liberal donors, which also led to the SPLC's nine-figure endowment. But how do you keep the hate-fighting money rolling in when Generation X, the children of integration, all got along for the most part, and the dying culture of racism in America seemed to be on its last leg? Well, you rebrand racism, fuel it with Marxist critical theory, and deliver that to the gullible little brothers and sisters of Generation X, the millennials. As the Washington Free Beacon reported, the Southern Poverty Law Center, a left-wing nonprofit known for its hate group designations, now has $92 million in offshore investments.
It's five times that.
According to financial statements, the SPLC has been thriving since President Donald Trump entered the White House. The controversial organization reported $477 million in total assets and $132 million in contributions on its most recent tax forms. Millions flowed to the group following the deadly Charlottesville, Virginia attacks from employees at companies including J.P. Morgan Chase and Apple,
and that was staged
as well as
by
actors such as George Clooney. And so here we are, up to our necks in divide and conquer hysteria. In the midst of it, Proud Boys founder, political commentator, and fellow Generation Xer Gavin McGinnis has had enough.
The SPLC has positioned themselves with such immense power that they are now infiltrating not just big tech, where they decide who can say what, but they're getting involved in banking, and they're getting involved with the way everyone can do business. They're bankrupting people, and they're ruining innocent people's careers. I mean, I'm doing this as much... for Deputy Brian Green, who was fired from Louisiana law enforcement for being a Proud Boy. This guy volunteered doing women's self-defense on the weekends. He's a stalwart of the community, graduated head of his class in the academy, and he's now lucky if he can get air conditioning work. This is actually worse than communism, because in communism, you would go to the gulag, you'd go to the re-education camp, and you'd come back vindicated. In today's America, with this witch hunt, you're never vindicated. So once you're a bigot, once you're a homophobe, racist, transphobe, anti-Semite, whatever, that's permanently on your record, thanks to the SPLC, and you can never recover from that. But the people that I'm representing here, the people that I'm fighting for, they'll always be Googleable as part of a hate group. And they, you know, the SPLC starts with bona fide bigots, maybe like 5% of their total list. And then they just spread that out and include everyone remotely Christian, everyone remotely conservative, and they make this massive hate map that makes America look like a racist hellhole. The Family Research Council, the black security guard was shot defending them, and the guy who shot them said he wanted to kill as many people as he could. The Steve Scalise shooting was based on the SPLC hate group. Just the other day, Charles Murray was at Middlebury College, and the students were so rabid that they attacked, a professor who got in the way of the attack was hospitalized. This is all due to the SPLC's hate group. They are fomenting hate. They are a hate group.
And as PJ Media reported, Baltimore attorney Glenn Keith Allen is suing the Southern Poverty Law Center for racketeering, wire fraud, defamation, and other claims. Among other things, Allen's suit demands a court judgment against the SPLC's 501c3 tax-exempt status, which could seriously cripple the organization. Fortunately, there is something we can all do to make a difference. Go to defendgavin.com and give what you can to take on the bloated anti-American Goliath known as the SPLC. Because division, fueled by greed, is truly what is tearing this country apart. John Bound reporting.
And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com if you're going to shut us down.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The spirit of America, the spirit of 1776, the spirit of God's real providence and blessing has been bestowed to our Republic and to InfoWars. And I am a dirty beggar in God's presence. My best is dirty rags, but I am a true and faithful servant to God, and I have asked for what's happened, and I've been committed to carry it out, and I've never been happier. And I want to thank all of you for your prayers, your support, because we're in this together, and I salute you all. I'm going to get to a bunch of clips from Trump in South Texas, down on the border with Mexico. And I'm going to play some of the Beto O'Rourke videos as well. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe it, obviously. It's critical that you go to InfoWars.com so you can actually see this, because we had two of our reporters, Greg Reese and Drew, down there. And the Beto O'Rourke, crowd, man, looked like maybe 500. The news said a couple thousand. Then they said Trump was lying and that didn't have 30-something thousand. We have photos of, you know, 8,000 inside, tens of thousands outside, 50-something thousand RSVPing. It doesn't matter. The point is the guy had a pathetically small crowd. I couldn't believe it. There's our footage we shot. And he also spoke inside a stadium with big fences around him. So here he is saying no walls. We're going to play that insane video that is the most upside down statement I've ever heard. But that's what Democrats are doing. It's just upside down world. They're just trying to condition you to accept the horrible things they're doing. We're going to kill babies after they're born. We're going to say that walls, quote, don't save lives, they end lives and are immoral. Your epidermis, your skin, is a beautiful wall around your body. You die without it. We have cell membranes that are walls, barriers. Plants have actual walls. It's amazing. I'm going to go to that moment. But first, I want to just remind listeners, and I want to really sink in and really hit bedrock, that InfoWars, that means you, you're the folks that spread the word that did all this, is known by Hillary and the deep state to have been the final global catalyst or detonator. And again, you might have some giant artillery shell that's 10 inches across on the bottom, and it's 2 feet long, and it's carrying this giant charge, and it can shoot 5 miles. But it's got a cap in it that might be 1/20th of an ounce of powder. It's the old saying, I'm going to bust a cap in your butt. And it could be a 30-06 round or a 308 round, or it could be a 223 round. It could be whatever the round is. There's a little bitty cap in the back. Less than the amount of powder that's in a match. And that's the highly explosive accelerant that detonates the chain reaction to then ignite the powder in the chambered round and send the projectile down the rifleting and out towards its intended target. And InfoWars is ground zero for at least half of the devastating victories against the globalist. I would give the rest, and it's not about credit, but the enemy's giving us the credit. That means it's a big crosshair on us to people like Matt Drudge and DrudgeReport.com. And it's not bragging. It's saying, hey, InfoWars is a national treasure for all its issues. I'm not perfect. And we're under massive, unprecedented attack because we have everybody else on who's being deplatformed, everybody else on to fundraise. Rush Limbaugh doesn't have anybody on his show to fundraise. And I get it. He works for a corporation. It's all about the Benjamins, not me. I support everybody else, and most of the time they never even support me. I don't care. It's about a war. And we keep coming to you and coming to you for support. But when I ask you just a word of mouth, tell your office about InfoWars, about NewsWars. Tell your church. Send it out to your email list every day. Send our articles out. Text message them. If you don't want to get censored on social media, whatever. Set up another account on social media you use to push InfoWars. Or use NewsWars. That doesn't get censored. We're in a war. Start a news site yourself. Get our content. Post it. Get it out that way. This is a war. We were effective. Hillary admits to Congress she believes InfoWars beat her. We did. Then Trump gets crowded around by a bunch of politicos and a bunch of politicians who all just want money for Fox News and money for their TV ads, and they see InfoWars as a threat to their Republican dominance. I don't live in D.C. or New York or L.A. I don't want to hang around with you mummies. You all are pathetic scum, most of you, the leadership. I'm just here in Texas, where my family's been since 1822, trying to just be a decent person and fighting back against you guys. So I'm not getting into your territory, but because the Republican leadership wants its territory and are a bunch of lawyers and all play golf and hang out and are intermarried with the Democrats, this country is in deep crap and is being set up for a fall. And we've been totally sold out to the Chi-Coms and others, and it just has to stop. So to listeners, just commit today, and I thank you for all you've already done, but commit today. They know InfoWars were spreading like wildfire. Biggest thing in the world at that point when it came to actual nationalism and free market capitalism and ringing the alarm bell that Christianity is being targeted under attack. So the globalists set about to shut us down, to cut us off from our audience of activists, to cut us off from the troops, literal and figurative, and to then build a straw man out of us that doesn't exist, to then demonize liberty movements worldwide. And that's why it's so critical that they've been demonizing us to psychologically inoculate people, so when they hear about InfoWars, they think, oh, that's evil. So you take that and you go, oh, you've heard how evil it is. You've heard how bad it is, right? Why do you think that is? He didn't launch wars that killed millions of people. He didn't do all these. Why do you think they say he's so bad all day? Why don't you go to Infowars.com or Newswars.com and click on the listen button and hear it or read some of the articles? Because what is too far? I mean, now we're going to kill babies after they're born. What is your line in the sand? You know, why are Democrats suddenly pro-war? And reach out to people. And again, know that it makes it so easy. If you just buy your toothpaste from us, it's the best. Colloidal silver, iodine fortified, no fluoride. If you just buy our coffee, it's rated some of the top coffee out there, period. Super good. If you just buy your fish oil, everybody should be taking fish oil. It's so good. Ours is the highest quality, strips out the mercury, all of it. If you just buy those staples from us, we will be steadfast and be able to continue. But the enemy, we've always been expanding in my 25 years, growing slowly but growing exponentially in the last few years. Now the enemy's fought us to a standstill, and that means either expansion or contraction. And I need you to signal, and I thank you all for your support, that you want us to get even more hardcore and expand the face of this. InfoWarsLife.com, big specials in this weekend. 50% off on the Great Nootropic Brain Force. 33% off Turbo Force, our newest product. Got to go learn about it. But whether it's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula or whether it's Ultimate Bone Formula, Bone Broth Formula, these are all excellent. Just like our information is game-changing, world-changing. This is powerful stuff, so shop with the good guys. And whatever you do, spread the word. We'll be right back with the clips from the Trump rally.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Don't tell Peto O'Rourke that the world's a dangerous place. He says we shouldn't have any walls, period. We're going to play that clip in a moment, but you know, I thought the president wasn't going to reach a deal because the current deal we've been hearing about is not a good deal at all. But just minutes ago, he said, well, he's not happy with it, but that it's a start. So this is really not a good move by the president. He's capitulating on letting him censor us. Again, I still like the president, still think he's done a lot of great things, but his trajectory is going from dead on to a couple degrees off, more and more degrees off. And over time, that means instead of going straight up, he'll turn and crater and crash. And once you go too many degrees, you can't change that trajectory. His approval rating's way up, but again, those are gamed approval ratings. So as soon as he starts acting like he does what the media wants, they boost the approval rating, and then later they take it away again. So let's go ahead and go to the president just minutes ago. Here he is from the White House.
Sir, will you sign Congress's border deal?
I have to study it. I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick, but I'm adding things to it. And when you add whatever I have to add, it's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country. It's very simple. It's very simple. We're building a wall. And now I'm saying we're finishing a wall. We just started a big, big section on the Rio Grande. You probably saw it. Some of you were there when they started. You went there. You didn't believe it. You went there. You see trucks all over the place. You said, hey, he's not kidding. I don't kid. I never kid about construction. I love construction. And I know how to do it for the right price. And we're getting a beautiful looking structure that's also less expensive to build and works much better. That's a good combination of events.
Folks, you get what's happening at this point.
In fact, I happen to think that the wall...
Trump is distracting us with the wall while they're going to let a bunch of DACA people be legalized, which will then just cause a bigger flood of illegals up here. And the Democrats don't even want us to have any beds for criminals so they can be kept. I mean, it's just total insane asylum lawlessness. And Trump is buckling on the border issue. And they'll boost his approval rating, which is totally fake. His approval rating was already high with his core base and with others. And super popular in Europe. I mean, he's popular all over. But he's going to live and die by those stupid polls that are as fake as a $3 bill. Speaking as fake as a $3 bill, here is Peto O'Rourke, the darling of the establishment, says walls don't save lives, they end lives. While he's guarded by police with huge 20-plus foot chain link barriers and walls behind him. So let's go to Peto and his little pathetic rally. You notice they were always zoomed in at the rallies on him because we have our own footage. We'll show you maybe 500 people, maybe. This is shocking how fake this guy is. Here it is.
The walls do not make us safer. We know that walls do not save lives. Walls end lives. We stand for America, and we stand against walls. Immigrants commit crimes, including violent crimes, at a lower rate than do Americans who were born in this country. El Paso has been the safest city in the United States of America, not in spite of the fact that we're a city of immigrants, but because we are a city of immigrants.
I love how all these literal carpetbaggers running for office in Texas do not have Texas accents. And he certainly doesn't have a El Paso accent. Because the white folks down in El Paso, you know, speak kind of a little bit of a Spanish accent. He's a billionaire. His father-in-law is worth $27 million. He's just a total, I'm not saying it's bad to have money. Just he says, I got my, so he has this fake thing. They go to the same school. It's like, you're supposed to talk like this. It's really confident for white people don't know what it's like to be poor. He's got a Connecticut or New York accent. And he's trying to, this is how a Texan talks. And I'm not against people from New York, but imagine if I went up to New York and I was like, with my Texas accent going, I'm from New York City. And he, yeah, how you doing there, partner? Like a Pace Picante commercial or something. It's fake. I'd vote for somebody from New York City. They were down here in Texas for 20 years, owned a business, cared about the state, were pro-Second Amendment. Hell, make the whole legislature Yankee. Most of Texas won't act like it anymore down here. But, I mean, that big old buck-toothed lion snake makes me sick. Here's Trump on the wall that he's giving us a little piece of so they can have DACA and sell us down the river. Here it is.
It has nothing to do with anything other than safety for the Americans, safety for our people, safety for our country. And a wall is a very good thing, not a bad thing. It's a moral thing, to put it in the opposite terms. And we have tremendous support. We're building it right now. We don't even say build the wall anymore. We say finish the wall, because we've built a lot and we're renovating a tremendous amount of old stuff that was really in bad shape, but it had good structure. So we're saying finish the wall. No, walls are very important. If you don't have it, all of the technology, Laura, all of the drones that they have flying around so nicely up in the air, they don't mean a thing.
Okay. So let's go ahead now and go to Trump's really truthful statement here, that the so-called fact-checker, Snopes and PolitiFact, they're the worst. But you call yourself a fact-checker, sanctimonious, arrogant. How about I call myself the high priest of truth? And I sit up here on my throne, and I tell you what's true or not. Like, is that flag behind me red, white, and blue? Well, let me ask a fact-checker. No, you don't need the fact-checker. You look at it for yourself. You decide what's real news and what's fake news. But, oh, CNN's the main fact-checker. That's like saying, you know, a nymphomaniac prostitute is going to go out and eradicate prostitution for us. Or, I mean, it's upside-down world. None of it's true. And here is Trump on the so-called fact-checkers. Here it is.
To pave the way for socialism, Democrats are calling for massive tax hikes and the complete elimination of private health care. Many of us have private health care. That means you can stand on line for 5 days as you wait for a doctor that is not nearly as talented as your doctor. Remember, you can keep your doctor. Remember that? 28 times. That didn't happen. Turned out to be a lie. Hey, where are the fact checkers? You know, some of the most dishonest people in media are the so-called fact checkers. 28 times. You can keep your doctor. That didn't turn out to be what he said. They're coming for your money, and they're coming for your freedom, and it'll never happen, and it won't even come close, folks.
And they're coming for unborn children and now born children. Now, when we come back, we're going to have Gavin McInnes and Ali Alexander, who've teamed up. And of course, Gavin's suing the SPLC for their terrorizing him and demonizing him for his unpersoning, which is truly a Nazi tactic. But first, Mark Dice. Mark Dice has got a really important point to make about the hatred of the frothing left. That we come back, and then Gavin McInnes and Ali Alexander will be right here with us in studio in the old ATX. Newswars.com. Please share that link. The censors hope you won't. Hillary hopes you won't.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Mark Dice is in Fuego, then Gavin McGinnis and Ali Alexander in studio. Stay with us. February 12, 2019.
A recent survey by the nonprofit Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness found that 1 out of 5, or 20% of moronic millennials, see the American flag as a sign of intolerance and hatred. If you doubt the accuracy of this survey, I'll show you in a minute or so why it's probably true. 46% of those surveyed disagreed with the statement, America is the greatest country in the world. The Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness founder Nick Adams said that he was totally unprepared for the epidemic of anti-Americanism the survey revealed. I mean, what's next? Are schools going to suspend students for wearing shirts with the American flag on them? Oh, wait, what's this? California students sent home for wearing U.S. flags on Cinco de Mayo? The students did the right thing and sued the school for violating their First Amendment rights, but the Ninth Circuit Court ruled in favor of the school. Here's CNN celebrating the decision. The school was within their right to ban the U.S. flag t-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. A Mexican holiday, if you didn't know. Here in America. So many people found it hard to believe that a school in America would ban students from wearing shirts with the American flag on them that even Snopes did an article about it. And they're like, is it true? Yes, it's true. Back in 2016, I interviewed a bunch of random people on the Beach Boardwalk in a college town here in San Diego, telling them that Congress was getting ready to issue a new American flag because so many people found it offensive, just to see what they would have to say.
The old stars and stripes, a little too offensive, you think?
Yeah, give it a good change, just like other countries.
Okay.
So
after the revolution, a new American flag, you think, after the revolution?
Yeah, we might have a better start.
I think that's good, like, as far as, like, the African-American community. I think that's great for us.
You think that's maybe a good idea to be?
I'm always excited for change. I'm always excited for growth. Mm-hmm. If it's something that everybody could agree on, then that'd be fantastic.
So you think it's about time for the new flag? You're excited about it?
The flag changed before, you know what I mean? Like, there's been old flags, everything like that. So eventually, yeah, I think it'd be a great idea for a change.
Right. Excited about the new designs for the new flag?
Haven't seen them.
A lot of people are just saying that just any new design would be better just because the stars and stripes still kind of just represent America's kind of racist foundation and path. So I think it's time that they issue a new design for the flag.
I think it should be the colors of the rainbow.
That's actually one of the designs. Yeah. Is the rainbow, some sort of, to just celebrate diversity.
Yeah, right? I agree. Absolutely.
As you can see, even 2.5 years ago when this was recorded, many millennials were uncomfortable with the American flag and wanted a new one for the New World Order. And this was before the social justice warrior madness caused by the liberal pathogen began to really boil over like it has in the last few years. And today we have CNN contributors like Angela Rye, who's literally paid by the network to spew her nonsense on air, who wants all American symbols just torn down.
To me, I don't care if it's a George Washington statue or a Thomas Jefferson statue or a Robert E. Lee statue. They all need to come down. There is a way that we can recognize
and appreciate.
I'm not.
You're not an American, and you need to get out of our country. Santa Barbara Community College recently banned the Pledge of Allegiance from being given at their meetings after the president of the Board of Trustees said that he didn't like its history and symbolism, and especially the phrase, one nation under God. So this patriotic woman decided to show up at the meeting with her own flag and give the Pledge of Allegiance anyway, and just listen to them try to shout her down.
I would ask anyone who would like to stand with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's all right. Stay on order. Come on. Nothing triggers them more than saying America's coming back. It's literally an anti-American cult.
Oh, being a patriot's ridiculous now, huh? At this rate, it won't be long now until the Democrat nominee for 2020 adopts no border, no wall, no USA at all as their campaign slogan.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all. No borders, no wall, no USA at all.
Make no mistake about it, today's Democrat Party and the liberal media are literally trying to overthrow our republic. And if they succeed, they're not just going to replace the American flag, they're going to replace the American way of life.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. It's Gavin McGinnis and Ali Alexander in studio with us, and they've got exclusive video They're about to premiere next segment of their shooing the SPLC with Gavin's done, being in Mobile, Alabama. We've got so much to cover today. Alexandria Cortez's insane Green Deal, then saying she didn't do it. Trump down in Texas, Beto O'Rourke saying walls shouldn't exist anywhere with a big wall, big fence behind him, protecting him. With police, we've got Apple now telling news apps what articles they're allowed to have or they'll remove their app. I mean, we have gone into insane overdrive. Allie, it's good to meet you in person.
You too, Alex.
Of course, people can go to AmericanPriority.com. You've been a consultant for Republican campaigns for 11-plus years at the national level, but now you're going public in the last year or so and cutting a large swath around you and certainly waking folks up. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Well, tell us what's coming up in the next hour with you boys.
We are suing the SPLC. We are sick of these tyrants taking over American discourse and deciding who can say what. I want to be one of the first on the front lines to say, this is a line in the sand, we're done with you. And then I want a lot more people coming and fighting these bastards.
That's the same hat that LBJ wore, isn't it?
It sure is. It's literally the same one. That's why it's so old.
My grandfather wore that exact hat. It's what's called a Stetson Roadster.
Yeah.
Open Road or something.
Yeah. It goes great with a white suit.
My dad had that after his dad died, and then it got lost. He got so upset because it had, like, motor oil burned holes in the top, and he'd worn it for 30 years.
It's the best. That's
a good hat.
It's one of the things I love about Texas. It's got such a rich, strong history.
That's right on.
I love it.
Little lady, I'm going to need to take you over to the hotel room and have a little discussion with you about America.
You can trust America. Me.
Sorry, I'm being bad. Go ahead. Start putting me in cowboy hats. It has an effect. Sorry.
It's too much history. Although I'm noticing all these Beto stickers everywhere. It's like people leaving their Christmas lights up. You lost. It's over.
What else is going on?
You know, the free speech fight, you guys know here at InfoWars, you know, we're all under attack. We're all under attack. So it's going to take all of us, kind of the barbarians rushing at the gate. So Gavin's lawsuit, what's going on with InfoWars and kind of pioneering this space of independent journalism, that's what my life is dedicated to now. So, you know, we've got to get rid of kind of these never-Trumpers, this conservative ink, and we've got to teach them how to win, as the president said when he was running in 2016.
You know what we have to do? We have to protect the left from themselves.
Yeah.
You know the way feminists will get in bed with Sharia-ists like Linda Sarsour, and you go, ladies, Sharia, you're a second-class citizen. Get away from that. That's bad for you. And they're like, what up?
They cut your genitals off.
Throw you off buildings.
I like Linda Sarsour. I want Sharia at the woman's march. And the same with the lefties. I go, totalitarianism, tyranny, fascism, I'm going to do fine. I got monkey power. You're going to be the...
By the way, we've got all these new Muslim members of Congress literally tweeting out Jews have hooked noses and blow up Israel, and then the SPLC doesn't say a damn thing about them.
Not a damn thing.
We're learning that the DNC's been in bed with Antifa. We've always had Keith Ellison talking about Antifa. All these terrorist groups, both domestic and jihadist. And we go, guys, our version of society, which is the traditional constitutional free speech, First Amendment, Second Amendment, is best for everyone, including you dummies who keep jeopardizing your
By the way, I always ask this question. We come back with this video and ask you both. I asked you like 2 years ago, what's peak leftist insanity? There doesn't seem to be a peak.
I thought when that NASCAR guy lost his sponsor because his dad said the N-word in the 80s, I thought, now we're done. Then we see the Catholic schoolboys, and we go, okay, that's the craziest it's going to get. And it just keeps going,
like,
going.
Yeah, they're
going
to kill babies after they're born. I won't apologize.
A day after they're born.
We keep them comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for keeping me comfortable.
Gavin McGinnis, Allie Alexander in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the live links. Override the censors.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs.
We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I got to tell you, Gavin, I'm very proud of you suing.
Thanks.
The SPLC, win, lose, or draw. You're going to draw attention to the fact they're a money laundering operation, a criminal group. I'm going to get to that in the next hour. I'm going to reveal some stuff that nobody else other than their organization knows here. But defendgavin.com is for your defense. They've deplatformed you where you can't even exist, where you can't live. They're trying to do it to me. We had a lot of tricks up our sleeves, but I'll give the enemy the report. They have exhausted a lot of those. So we just lean on the audience, who are awesome, at InfoWarsStore.com. And to spread the word of mouth. But and of course, you've also got Allie here with you with culture.com. That's C-U-L-T-T-T-U-R-E.
Three T's.
Three T's dot com. At Twitter, Allie, what an amazing. Did you get that on Twitter the first day Twitter came
out?
No,
I didn't. Honest to God, you know, there was a 2-week window where you could get inactive counts, and it was during 2008 or 2009. So I had already been on the platform in June 2007.
And I should add, you got hit by false reporting when a guy said, I'm going to kill you. And you said, well, you know, bring the ambulance.
Bring it. I'm a Texan. I was like, you know, come to my house and I'm going to put you in the ground and I'm going to call the police. I told him what I would do. You know, I'm the son of a lawyer. I know my rights and I'm armed. And, you know, I got some Twitter middle management person decided to kick me off the platform. And, you know, they're playing these PSYOP games, you know, Turn Ali against Jack, Huffington Post, ADL, et cetera, et cetera, you know. So it's interesting.
Did that guy get kicked off for saying that?
No. No, his is still up. His is still up.
Oh, and I love how they... I'm not going to get into that. We're going to do it next hour. There's so much to cover.
Oh, yeah.
This video, exclusive here, Gavin McGinnis takes on the Southern Poverty Law Center in their own backyard, and you can narrate if you want. Here it is.
I'm here joined with Gavin McGinnis, who today...
Gavin told me he was going to come down with a white suit, and I did not believe him.
Aaron Coleman in Alabama will be available for questions. But what's really important for us in this case against the SPLC is that Gavin not shut up. Gavin is a satirist. He's a political commentator. And the SPLC has put him on a hate list to terrorize his family and then to chill the speech of Americans like us. So we want Gavin to tell you what he thinks is going on. And then we'll be available for a Q&A. And we want people to support his lawsuit at defendgavin.com. Defendgavin.com. Gavin McGinnis.
That's it. I've never been here before. I've never seen the SPLC's headquarters. But it looks like Darth Vader's son's apartment. It looks like an evil empire. So, yeah, I think the SPLC started out with noble intentions. We all want bigotry and hatred to be monitored, to be stemmed. Sounds good to me. I'm in. Great. And then what I presume happened is the checks started pouring in, and they went, wow, this fight and hate thing is profitable. I think Morris Dees said originally, let's just cap it at $50 million. And then it went to $100 million. And now I believe it's at $430 million, and that doesn't include the money in the Cayman Islands, which is probably comparable. So we've got hundreds and hundreds of millions into fighting hate. Now, when that is your business plan, you need to expand the net of hatred. It can't just be the KKK. It has to be homophobia. It has to be Islamophobia, transphobia. It has to be Christian conservatives. I don't know why it doesn't include jihadists. For some reason, extremist Islam gets a pass. But outside of that, if we really hone in on Christian conservatives, we could probably expand this hate map.
I kind of like the white
noise. Like America is a racist.
It's a fountain.
Hellhole,
that's what it is.
Dangerous place to be. And you look at their hate map on their site, and there seems to be more hate groups than there are post offices. They're everywhere. And it depicts this picture of America, which is basically the worst of the 1930s coast to coast. They cast this wide net of everyone's a Nazi, and they start destroying lives.
You know, I love the Voss Hogg outfit.
Thank you very much. I kind of missed shot. I'm a Canadian, and I was in Alabama, and people go, why are you dressed like a Texan? It's the South. And they go, no, no, no. In Alabama, we'd wear, like, Under Armour camo. You look like you're from Dallas. And I went, oh, damn it. I should have had an ATV and a camo.
Well, that's in modern times. And what you're wearing from the 50s, 60s, I mean, back to the 30s, that's an Alabama outfit.
Oh, good. So I did nail it. Nice, nice. Yeah, it's. I love the South. If it wasn't an oven for 7 months a year, I would move here in a heart boot.
Well, Austin isn't as bad, but Houston is an oven. I mean, Houston's
that
like
humidity.
90% humidity.
Yeah.
You'll be totally clean, take a shower, try to take your wife out or girlfriend out to dinner, and it's 9 at night, man. You open the front door, you're just... it's unbelievable.
You know, one thing I wanted to say about that quick speech is, did you ever hear this Bill Hicks bit where he says... I don't know if you ever watched CNN for 24 hours, but you just hear war, famine, disease, death, war, famine, disease, death. And then you walk outside and the birds are chirping and everyone's saying morning,
it's an
neighbor.
Alternate reality.
Yeah, and it's the same with the SPLC. Oh, hate's on the rise. Anti-Semitism on the rise. Hate crimes are on the rise. And then you walk out and there's some old black guy talking to an old white lady going, hi there, Sandra, how's, now what's going on with your mother? Oh, she's still not well. And you realize, wait a The SPLC is lying about this country.
Totally.
And they say, oh, there's more racist white power terrorism than there is jihadists. And you go, let me just sit in an armchair and think about
this. And the statistics are 99% of it's Islamic terror.
Yeah, like what, Dylan Roof, that mentally ill kid, that was an example of rampant white nationalism?
And then, did you know that McVeigh lived at the Elohim City compound that came out in federal documents run by the Southern Poverty Law Center? They were leading the white supremacist group. But what U.S. intelligence, when it's a breakaway criminal group, will do is they will use an outside government, British or German usually. So they had a different foreign intelligence agencies. This all came out in federal court. I've had the lawyers on, the families, all of it. It even came out in local newspapers. So they were winding up white supremacists to carry out an attack, and then they thought they were going to do a sting. And then McVeigh didn't want to go ahead with the sting. They even came out in federal court. So the Southern Poverty Law Center, one reason they want me off the air is I exposed the fact the Southern Poverty Law Center was heavily involved in the whole operation of Oklahoma City.
You know what it is? It's entrapment. It's sort of like leaving a bunch of Lamborghinis in Harlem with the keys in them, and then you catch all these thieves and you go, there's a huge car thief problem, and we caught them all. No, you created the problem. This happened in Canada with the Heritage Front. They said, we're going to make an area where we can draw in all the Nazi skinheads. And they'd have conventions and newsletters, and they ended up creating Nazi skinheads where there were none.
Some of my films, police state films, I show like London Guardian, even AP back then would tell the truth. And it was like 94% of German hate crimes committed by German secret police posing as Nazis to get funding. And then I start questioning other things like, oh, no, don't question other events. We don't know what's real. We don't know what isn't because of this history of false flag.
Well, this is their entire system, right? The SPLC has its tentacles inside of Silicon Valley, inside of academia, inside of government. They've launched this new program called Change the Terms, in which they say, we'll handle your research. We'll tell you who the bigots are. You just go ban them and kick them off the Internet. And that's why Gavin's suit is so important. You know, when his team called me and said, Ali, we need somebody where, Gavin can concentrate on his work and his speech, but we need somebody rallying the movement. I said, yeah, I'm in. Let's go to Montgomery and let's take it to them. Because it's absolutely important that Gavin be the first of many victims that stand up against the SPLC so that we can take them out of Silicon Valley, away from Twitter, away from Facebook, away from the government. And, it's they commit violence. They incite violence,
yeah.
Right?
Where there was none. I mean, the Steve Scalise shooting was inspired by the SPLC. Family Research Council getting shot at thanks to the SPLC. You got Charles Murray getting attacked, professor hospitalized, thanks to the SPLC. They're a hate group. They're generating hate. They're generating death. They're generating...
Well, if you read the WikiLeaks, it says we're losing we need to create culture war. And so that's what Hillary's talking about with professors is divide everybody because that's the only hope this ruling corrupt class has. All these big Silicon Valley heads pay almost no taxes. Mm-hmm. They pay no local taxes. They screw their employees over like Snap Kitchen, just takes their tips, pays them nothing basically. And it's exactly this leftism is camouflage for serious 2.0 robber baron insanity.
Look, this country was built on free speech. This country was built on liberty. And they are taking that away and they're turning it into worse than a totalitarianism state, because with totalitarianism, you get punished, you get sent away, then you come back and your record's clean. Here, when you get this scarlet letter,
Alex Jones banned for life on Twitter.
Yep.
It's banned for life.
No redemption. No redemption at all.
You can't redeem yourself.
You can't negotiate.
You can apologize.
Them.
You can go on an apology tour of the country. No, you're that evil Nazi.
Only if you're the Democrat governor.
Right.
He's going to be our moral compass now.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Byrd. He can be in the Klan. Hillary's kissing him on the lips. That's fine.
She's at his funeral crying.
Yeah.
He was a good Grand Dragon. Or was it Wizard? Harry Potter Linda Wizard.
Linda Sarsour can say that Israel shouldn't exist. Ilhan Omar can talk about how Israel should be abolished. But if anyone knew a Nazi or liked the same sandwich David Duke does, you're dead if you're on the right.
When we come back, I want to get into their next plan for the total takeover, what this censorship war is about, but most importantly, why isn't Trump doing anything? Because here's the deal. I'm getting ready to take the gloves off on Trump. And it's not because they're attacking the advantage to curse over the left. No. This will piss Silicon Valley off. But I'm getting ready to take the gloves off with DJT. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's really hard to have the energy.